It seems like we're at the end of the story. We've been learning Chumash Bereishis for 2.5 months now. And we reached the close, reached the climax. Parshas Vayechi. Now, it's interesting that we're ending, but we're not ending. Because we know that we're going to say Chazak this week, and the end of Chumash Bereishis, the beginning of Chumash Mos. But it doesn't really seem like an end, if you think about it. We're really leaving off the middle of the story. Yaakov Avinu goes down with his family in Mitzrayim. And they're going to be in Mitzrayim in Parshas Shemos also. They're really coming out of Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo. And it's going to be take the entire rest of Chumash, as a matter of fact, to get to the point where they're, Al Saf, at the last step before entering Eretz Yisrael. So it is a little curious that Chumash Bereishis ends where it ends. It's also a little curious that if you get more specific and you zoom it in, Chumash Bereishis ends with the burial of Yaakov and the burial of Yosef. And the burial of Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael and the burial of Yosef outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a very anticlimactic end. It's not a particularly cheerful way to end. And it seems very anticlimactic. And they do come back to Eretz Yisrael briefly to bury Yaakov, and then they're right back to Mitzrayim again. So if you begin to think analytically about Vayechi and about Bereishis as a whole, there are a couple of questions. And I'd like to spend the next couple minutes together, if we can, take a look at Ramban. I put up on the screen. If you have Ramban with you, you can pull a Chumash off the shelf. Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Lamed Alf. If you want to follow along on the screen, whichever you like. See here, the end, very end of Perek Mem Tes. Mem Tes is mostly Yaakov's brachos to his children. They don't all sound exactly like brachos, but the words that he shares with his children. There's a comment that Chazal make on the opening psukim. There's a disconnect between Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. Vayikra Yaakov el banav, very beginning of Perek Mem Tes. Yaakov calls his sons. We think that he's gathering them to give brachas, but the truth is, he says he's gathering them in order to tell them what's going to happen b'achras hayamim. He's going to tell them about Mashiach Tzaitin. He never seems to really get to that. Some of the brachas do speak to Bias HaMashiach. So the Gemara Pesachim, she was on Pesachim this year, the Gemara Pesachim suggests that there was a plan A and a plan B here. The opening pasuk of the perek, Yaakovinu had a nevuah about the kates. Yaakovinu had a nevuah. What was the last possible time that Mashiach might come? And he was ready to share with his children, and then it gets snatched away. And that's why he shifts. He loses that nevuah, he loses that awareness, and that's why he shifts instead to plan B, to he comes to Meshuvah ben Yaakov, let me give you brachas. So that's an approach that the Gemara has. And Yaakovino, Gemara says, was very concerned. He thought maybe the nevuah was taken away because one of his children is in Droy Lekach, one of his children is a Chote. What a chote even mean at that point? One of the children had given up emuna, had given up connection to Klal, to Eretz Yisrael. So, and they reassure him, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. No, Shema Yisrael, our father, Yisrael, we all believe in Hashem Echad. So he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, Kol Chusam Vad. Baruch Hashem, my mitasi shalema, all of my children, all 12 sons, are following in my way. There's going to be a hemshech to Klal Yisrael. And he realizes it was nothing. The nevuah was taken away not because one of his sons was not deserving, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Klal Yisrael at that point to know the case. And in retrospect, we appreciate that. Had we known there would be so many thousands of years, it would have been very hard to hold strong. So Yaakovino is ready to share nevuah of the case, and he shifts instead to giving brachas, and that those brachos become the bulk, as we scroll through, the bulk of Perek Mem Tes, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc., etc., etc. Yosef, Binyamin, through Perchav Zayin. Perchav Ches, Torah says, these are the brachas. Yaakov gives brachas, perhaps he gave other brachas as well. Isha Sharki Birchoso Barachosam. And then what's the last thing that he says? He begins to speak to them in the closing psukim. He begins to speak to his sons in the closing of the last words of his life. He reminds them that they're supposed to bring him to the Ma'ara, to Ma'ara Samachpela. Kivro Siel Avosai, bring me to the Ma'ara Samachpela that Avraham had bought from Ephron Achiti. Ma'ara Shebestea Machpela and Pasuk Lamed, so on and so forth. Shama Kavros Avram Asara Ishto, that's where Avram and Sarah were buried. Shama Kavros Yitzhak and Rivka, that's where they buried Yitzhak and Rivka, Veshama Kavarti is Leah. And that's where I have already buried Leah. Leah apparently already passed away. And that's it. That's the end. Echai Yaakov Latavos is Banav. And he draws his body onto the bed. He passes away. The closing words of Yaakov. The last thing he tells them is remind them, Ma'aras HaMachpela. What's the significance of this? And in exploring this, we may get insight into sort of the close, how Vayechi serves to close Bereishis in general, and how Bereishis is a whole unit with closure. So let's take a look at the Ramban. If you have a Chumash, feel free to take a look inside. If not, it's up on the screen. The Ramban on Perek Mem Tes Pasek Lamed Aleph. So he begins by looking at a technical point. Shama Kavuris Yitzhak, that's where they bury Yitzhak. Who's they? The Chumash tells us several parshas ago. Yaakov and Esav bury Yitzhak. What do you mean they? I? We? Shelo Amar Kavarti. So Ramban says, he didn't say, that's where I bury Yitzhak. That's where they bury Yitzhak. They. Yeah, sometimes people talk, especially kids, adults also. They say, who are they? It's an old kasha. Yaakov Avinu said, "That's what they bury Yitzhak." Who ain't they? You, I bury Yitzhak. Bavur heyos esavim and the kavuras avim. The Chumash tells us. The Chumash told us that the Yaakov and Esav had buried their father Yitzhak together. V'li yitzat lehazkiro, and he doesn't want to say us. Yaakov does not want to mention Esav at this juncture. Interesting. Clue number one. Why not? I would have said, I don't know, maybe. It's a very emotional moment. The tremendous amount of pain associated with Esav. Maybe that's it. Or maybe there's something more. The very first thing Rabban points out is Yaakov is carefully avoiding mentioning Esav. And another pshat. V'od, shal yitztarech ata laharech lemar shama kavarnu es Yitzhak v'shama kavru es Rivka ishto. Rabban says that the other issue is it would get very awkward. Because the language is going to be very wordy, because he could say Karvarnu is Yitzchak, but he can't say Karvarnu is Rivka, because Rivka passed away before Yaakov had returned to Eretz Yisrael from Beis Lavan. You have to say that's where we buried Yitzchak, and that's where they buried Rivka. Kilohayahu b'kviras imo. He wasn't there, so maybe that it was just to make things smooth. Maybe it's just it's smoother to say Shama Kavris Yitzhak, or maybe Yaakov is seeking to leave Esav out of this conversation. And now the Ramban goes on to discuss, let's discuss a larger question. We read a few moments ago that Yaakov spends several psukim describing Ma'aras HaMachpelah. It doesn't just say bury Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which Avram bought from Ephron, etc., etc. Asher kana, v'amar asher kana Avram es hasada l'achuz haskaver. We stress that Avram Avinu had bought this to be a place, to be a family kever. L'hodiya ki Avraham tziv v'shiyah ha'makam ahu beis ha'kvaras lehem l'achuz has'olam. When Yaakov describes it as Avram bought it as Achuzas Kever, that means that Avram had originally bought it to be the eternal resting place of the family. But later on, But the Torah, he says, repeats it again. In Perek Memtes, when Yaakov is describing, so he's telling his son, you should know this was meant to be the eternal resting spot for the members of the family. But why does the Torah repeat it again in Perek Nun? They actually buried him there, in the place which Avram bin Kona la'achuzas kaver. Niskavein ha'kosuv, says Ramban. Lirmoz, the purpose is to indicate, ki b'Yaakov nishlum ha'kavonas ha'tzadik. When the Torah actually describes in Perek Nun, the burial of Yaakov, in the place that Avram had bought to be in achuzas kaver, that's saying that with that kavura, Avram's plan was complete. And you'll notice that Yaakov already had spelled out who else is buried there. And he, as we know, Yaakov's the last one to be buried in Maros HaMachpelah. Rabban said, that's not bimikre. It didn't just happen to work out that way. The Torah is highlighting that with the burial of Yaakov, in the closing chapter of Parshas Vayechi, in the closing chapter of Chumash Bereishis, the Avram's plan in Chayesara is complete. What does that mean? B'Yaakov Nishlma Kavanas HaTzadik, the burial of Yaakov completed the plan of the Tzadik Avram, ki l'shloshtam kina'ah. He had bought it for them three, for the three of us, for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, v'lo yikarvu ba'od ish. No one else was meant to be buried there, and that, by the way, is why Yosef is not there. Alkein lo tziva Yosef shikabru osto b'ma'ar im avosav. Right. One parak to the next. In Parak Memtes, Yaakov spends so much, several psukim, stressing to his sons, you have to bury me, not just in Eretz Yisrael, in the Maros HaMachpelah. And Yosef also stresses, take me back to Eretz Yisrael, but doesn't say in Maros HaMachpelah, because it wasn't meant for him. It's for the three avos, and that had been Avram's original plan. And he goes on to say, that it's not just my ha'ara, says Ramban, that the Yosef never mentions Maros Machpelah. The Tanaim highlight this. Ra'isi b'mechilta Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The Mechilta, the Medrash, one of the ancient Midrashim from the Tanaim on Sefer Shemos. Sha'amar lahem Yosef. Mechilta says that Yosef had said to the others, Gishatem alinosi, when you bring me back to Eretz Yisrael, he insists you bring me back to Eretz Yisrael when you leave Mitzrayim, kivru osi b'chamakam shetirtzu. You bury me wherever you want in Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to be Maros HaMachpelah. Eretz Yisrael. Mekubal ani she'eni nechnas l'kvuros avosai. Yosef says, I have a tradition that I'm not meant to be buried in the same kever as my father, grandfather, great-grandfather. I don't belong in Maros HaMachpelah. She'eni nechnas l'kever avos elo shlosha avos v'shosh imos. The Maros HaMachpelah is meant to be kever avos. It's meant to be for the three avos. Well, nikru avos al shlosha. Yosef wasn't an av. None of the shvatim were avos. They were all critically important founders of Klal Yisrael, but they were not the avos. And then he says, that's why, he goes on to say, that's why Yaakov here is stressing, Shama Kavaris, Avram, etc. That's where we buried Avram. He's listing all the people who were buried there. And then Yaakov is stressing, I'm the last. Interesting. So there's a lot of significance to this. This is more than just make sure to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. There's something about Maros HaMachpelah is meant for the avos. And then the Ramban goes on to ask, and you'll notice he didn't, not only did he mention Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov had also mentioned, we saw in the Pesukim before, and that's where I buried Leah. Why was he stressing that? Yitachin shiramaz lehem ba'amro v'shama kavartis Leah. Perhaps Rabban says what Yaakov is trying to allude to hint to his sons and saying I buried Leah there. What's the point of that? Shekavar hechzak hu b'ma'ara, that I already took my spot. I'm already, there's a reservation for me. How is it clear there's a reservation for me? Because my wife is buried there, because Leah is there. Well, who else would it be for? The Amar Zeh Keneged Esav. Yaakov's point is, I belong there and not my brother Esav. Shlo Ya'arehu Banav Bikvurasel Lit'on Chama'or Shalom Kiwa Bechor. Don't let Esav and his family claim that they have the rights to Demaris Nachpela because he's the Bechor of Yitzhak. The Hu Aroi Likaver Mavostam, he ought to be buried with his ancestors. And Esav might say, Alpi Shahalach Eretz Acheres, even though Esav had moved out of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Seir, but maybe they'll want to bury, carry him back. No, you know Simoso Misham. Kasha Yisrael Banav as Yaakov. After all, Yaakov didn't die in Eretz Yisrael either. Yaakov is going to be carried by his sons back to Eretz Yisrael for Kvura. So Esav might have the same plan. We'll carry our father. Fascinating. Esav still had that connection. He's going to want to be buried with his holy forefather, not just because it's family, but because he knows the Avraham Yitzchak were holy. To be with them, interesting language, to be biyachad, to be connected with them in burial. In other words, in his life, Esav was not on the same wavelength as Avraham Yitzchak, clearly, but perhaps he's going to want that to be buried with them. That's certainly is a very deep felt human desire and connection, a yearning. Even if I strayed from where my family was, but I want to be buried with them. And you cover Shem Esav, you cover Shem Yaakov. Ki ein l'shtei mishpachas beis kvura echad. This is meant for a single family. Which family will it be? The family of Esav or the family of Yaakov? He says, that's why he stresses, Leah is already buried there. It's for our family. Kivri Asher Karisi. I took the schos. And he goes on to quote, very fascinating. Rabban goes on to quote that Josephus tells a Jew who lived around the time of the Churban Bayis, Shani, who wrote a history, wrote a series of historical works. So Josephus apparently records such a tradition. That, in fact, this did happen. It wasn't only Yaakov's concern it might happen. In fact, there was. There was a confrontation over this. The Esav's grandson, Sepho, shows up and tried to protest the burial of Yaakov. And ultimately, Josephus quotes a story here, Ramban is quoting him, Acharuch HaMelchama, became a war. A Tigbar Yad Yosef. Yosef was well equipped. Yosef had brought a battalion with him from Mitzrayim, and they jailed the grandson of Esav. Amar Shem B'Tfisa Kol Yosef. They brought him back to Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yosef won against the Bnei Esav, and they took them prisoner, and they brought them back to Mitzrayim. And fascinating. And then the Ramban goes on to quote from Josephus that when Yosef passed away, this grandson of Esav escapes Mitzrayim. Halach, he escapes from one place to the next, makes his way to Italy, to Rome. Hu melech rishon al Roma. Buasher bana ha'hechal harishon v'hagadol me'asher nivnu b'Roma. He was the start, he was the seed. The grandchild of Esav becomes sort of like the kernel, the initial kernel of what would ultimately grow to be Rome. And he points to the Gemara in Sota, speaks about this a little bit not as extensively as Josephus. Fascinating that Ramban quotes Josephus before going to the Gemara in Sota. Presumably because Josephus is much lengthier. The Gemara in Sota gives you just a little bit. His key says the Gemara, Rabbo Seinu, his key is that Inyan a little bit. Ketatas Esav b'ma'ara. And he suggests, look at this, Vayashav in Perek Nun, Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim, Hu v'cha echa v'cha l'olim yitol l'gbaras aviv. Acharei kavros aviv. The Torah stresses Yosef and all of his brothers, everyone who went down to bury the father came back. Why are we stressing that? Baler Moz Ramban suggests, Shlo meis echad mikulam b'mochama v'lo b'derech. Wow. Even though there was tension with Esav, all of the Bnei Yaakov survived. Fascinating. Fascinating. And I think that what's being captured here, and perhaps the reason why the Ramban was interested in quoting Josephus, and quoting the added pieces of the story that Josephus contributes, is think about the significance of this. Right? I think we're now ready to come back to the questions with which we began. Right? Chumash Breish is sort of like, it seems as though it's like ending in the middle of the story. It's very anticlimactic, sort of just like a drop off. Gulf of Mitzrayim is just beginning, and then Chumash Breishis ends. drop the story. It doesn't really seem, where's the closure? Yaakov passes away, Yosef passes away, they're buried. If that's closure, it seems very macabre. It seems very melancholy. You end with the death and the kvura. And what type of end is that? They come back to Mitzrayim. But the answer, I think, is the kvura of Yaakov. Rabban has been stressing, it's dafka, as he said at the beginning, it's dafka the avos and the imos, it's not going to be Yosef or any other brothers. And it's not going to be Esav. In other words, Ma'aras HaMachpelah is like a location which physically encapsulates the theme of Bereshis. The theme of Bereshis, Rabban has told us throughout, is Masa Avasim Labanim. Bereshis is the creation. Creation of the universe, creation of humanity and civilization, and then the creation of Am Yisrael. The creation of Am Yisrael is the Avos. Maisa Avasim Labanim, all of Jewish history, so much of Jewish history is being nisnabe through the actions of the Avos. Genealogically, they are the forefathers of Am Yisrael, but their lives were nevuas that were laying out the patterns of Jewish history for millennia to come. As a matter of fact, the Ramban beginning of Vayechi, I hope to learn there's another group tomorrow. Ramban beginning of Vayechi talks about Vayechi as a whole as myself a similar bottom about Golos Edom. It's a fascinating opening Ramban. But now we're looking at the close. The kavur of Yaakov in Maras Machpelah that brings together Adam and Chava and the Avos, the creation of humanity and the beginnings, the creation of Am Yisrael. That is what literally is encompassed by Maras Machpelah, those eight people, the beginning of humanity and the Avos Imos, the beginning of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's of almost poetic significance. And more than poetic significance. But the Rabban is so poetic. He speaks about it's only Yaakov, it's not Yosef. Yosef is one of the Shvatim, he's part of Am Yisrael, but he's not part of the Avos, he's not part of the creation of Am Yisrael. And it's Yaakov and not Esav. Because this is, we've already seen earlier, the end of Chayesara, Yishmael is sort of sent off. He settles happily elsewhere. He's no longer part of the story of Am Yisrael. And the end of Vayishlach, we saw that Esav sets off and sells in Seir, 90% Eretz Yisrael, not going to Galus. The Brisbane Absalom is not relevant, is not referring to Esav. But the final opportunity to chazer that over again is at the very end. That Maras HaMachpelah will be physically, viscerally almost, capture the formation of of Bereshis, the formation of humanity, the formation of Am Yisrael, it's going to be the Avos. Chalila can't be Esav. This isn't just a question of who's in which kever. Maras Machpelah represents the beginning of Am Yisrael. Maras Machpelah represents the Avos. And fascinating is Ramban sought to quote that piece of Josephus and sees it as merumas in the psukim that they were stressed with Esav. And they took Esav and Bnei Yaakov won, specifically Yosef. But when Yosef passes away, where does Tzepho ben Eliphaz ben Esav end up? Starting Rome. And this is where, as Chazal talk repeatedly, Chazal see Rome as a continuation of Edom. Rome is the anti-Am Yisrael in so many ways. And that starts right here. And that's a perfect close for Sefer Bereshis. It's not just a question of Yaakov Avinu passed away and needed to be buried somewhere. This gives closure to the entire picture of Bereshis. That we're literally setting in stone that there's an Am Yisrael that's going to come from these three Avos. These three Avos with their wives buried in Maras HaMachpelah. That seals the story of Bereshis. And now, in Chumash Shemos, we'll begin to see all of those nevuahs play out. Now we begin to see what it's like for Klal Yisrael to actually be in Galus post Avos. Now it's the post Avos. Jewish history actually begins in phase two. But this is a gorgeous, poetic, and profound closure, a summation of all of Chumash Bereishis. Once you look at the details, every line that Yaakov says, the last words of Yaakov to his sons, it's more than just kavura. It's putting together the picture the set of the Avos.